we?
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, good morning. Here's hour two of our little show. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. I'm trying to pull up, let's see. Listen to your body. Trying to pull up Lisa's website here, and for some reason I couldn't do that. Oh, here you go. Yeah, okay, this is it. Listen to your body. I think I got the right one here. Anyway, let's see if we can hook up with our next guest. He's having a little bit of problem with Skype. Lisa Bordeaux, are you there? Bourbon?
I'm here.
There you are. I knew I'd find you there. Here, it's Bourbeaux.
Bourbeaux, yeah. E-A-U is like a O in English.
Bourbeaux. Bourbeaux, yeah.
Bourbeaux, yes.
And where do you live, dear? Are you not in Canada?
Huh? I live in the province of Quebec in French Canada, north of Montreal.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you have a book out. So you've done work with cancer, a lot on that too, with your on your website, right? Listen to Your Body.
Yes. I've started my school 35 years ago, and I've been writing books for 30 years.
30 years? What are you writing books on for 30 years? My goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like everything interests me, and it's so vast, you know, what the body tells us and all the messages we have in physical, emotional, mental bodies. And so there's lots to say.
Yeah. Lisa Bourbeaux, and your main website is listentoyourbody.com. So let's talk about, dare we talk about the ego? I mean, Lisa, this is who we all think we are. So we start talking about it, we can go crazy.
Yes, well, the ego is a big, the biggest problem, I think, in human relationships and the problems for disease and everything. Every time we suffer is because we let our ego take over. So it's actually, I wrote that book to help people heal their five wounds. Because many years ago, I wrote another book on the five wounds of the soul. And now this one is really, how do you really heal your wounds? It's by being conscious that your ego is taking over, and what to do when you realize that you're not running your life. Your ego is running your life.
Uh-huh. So talk to us simply, how would you define in us souls, these body things we're playing around with, how would you define the ego?
Well, I have my way of seeing things. To me, the ego is a creation of the mental energy. Like, to me, our mental body is the body we need to think, to organize, to memorize. We need our mental body.
Right.
But we have, unfortunately, over the long time, you know, millions of years of the human being on Earth, start to develop fears and emotion and the good and the bad. And the ego is like all the totality of all the beliefs that we have. It's our belief system that we are born with, that we continue to, you know, to believe in that. And it's like it's a mental entity that's took over the human race. Instead of listening to our heart, to love and what we really need, let's say somebody wants to eat ice cream, and then the little voice comes in their head, they say, now come on now, you don't need that, you're going to gain weight again, and then this is the ego. As soon as there's the person wants to have ice cream just to feel good. Who says you're not allowed to have ice cream? Only the ego says that. And
because it read it somewhere, it has a judgment against eating the ice cream, and this is what happened. So when people say you have two souls, man and wife, because sometimes boys and girls can argue, you know, try not to do it. But say they just forget, start arguing with each other about life or money or whatever. Would you say it's just the two egos that are arguing with each other that have kind of taken over the deal, isn't it? I mean, it's not really each soul talking with each other, because if they were dealing from a soul level, they wouldn't be arguing.
Yeah, that's as soon as there's an unease, there's emotion, there's fear. As soon as it's not wow in your life,
right?
That means your ego took over. So if you argue with somebody, it's because you're convinced you're right, and the other one is convinced it is right. So they try to convince each other. So it's two egos fighting together. So none of the two people are in their heart. They don't accept other people's opinion. That being in our heart means that we accept the difference in other people. We accept that nobody has to believe the same things.
Yes, so which is why I guess you have here in the United States, the old story about the Hatfield and the McCoys.
I don't know.
They're an old Western family. And so they, you know, so somewhere along the line, one of the Hatfield guys shot one of the McCoy guys or something. And then this, for generations and generations, they just kept fighting with each other, the families, right? Because it's a kind of a famous story. I don't know if there's ever been a movie on it, but it was the idea that they never really gave in, right? They just kept fighting, and their kids would fight, and then their grandkids, and it just kept going until somebody said, I give. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, that's we have beliefs like that continue from one one generation to the next until somebody is smart enough one day to realize that it doesn't work. You're not happy with that. I mean, it's not intelligent to continue to believe in something that makes you feel bad. It's that has, the bad consequences. I mean, to be intelligent is to know, does this bring me happiness? Does it make my relationships better? This is being intelligent. Look at the consequences.
Well, but you're really talking, Lisa, aren't you, about, spirituality and who we are and where we came from and what's it all about. And when we spend our life thinking that we are, Patrick the talk show guy, and I did this and I did that and whatever, and this is what I really believe about cholesterol or something, that's not really who I am.
That's right. You're right. Right on. Yes.
Right. How did you figure this out?
Oh, the big question.
Yeah, I know. I like to know.
I started to work in sales when I was 25 years old. And I worked in sales for 16 years. And I became, I first started with Tupperware Canada. But
good for you.
And I was, within 2 years, I was number one of Canada and United States.
And
I
had developed. Oh, really? No kidding. Tupperware, you were the number one Tupperware lady in United States and Canada?
America, yes. And because every year we would go to Orlando, where they have their big world head office there, and we go there for the big affair for 3 or 4 days, and then they announce who is number one, number one, number two, number three. And I realized so many things because I met, I figured in those 15 years in sales, I met about 40,000 people. And I used to go in everybody's home, because Tupperware parties with the women. What do they talk about? They talk about their problem with their husband, with their health, with their weight, with their sickness, and whatever, the kids. So never would I have an evening where people only talked about nice things, and I kept listening to all this, observing, taking notes. and realizing a lot of things. And it's true that at the same time, I was reading a lot of positive thinking books, you know, in sales, they make you read all those books. And I learned so much. And I have, I discovered I have a talent of making synthesis. Like I take this, and all of a sudden I have a new product in my mind. And I'm a woman with solution. I like, if I have a problem, by the way, I say, okay, what's the solution? I was like that since I'm a little girl. So this is why I was always trying to see what can we do to help people to not stay in their problems all the time like that. And so this is how it came. And slowly I realized a lot of things. And one day I had a dream where I saw myself teaching all the things I had discovered. Ah. And I can say that for the last 35 years, I've created my school, but I'm still discovering things all the time. This is what excites me. This is why, like now, I'm 76 years old. I don't want to stop. I'm still going on full speed, and I travel all over the world, and I just love what I do. And it's because I find that there's so much potential in human beings, and there's so much power. And why can't we create the life we want? You know, this is what I try to encourage people to believe in themselves, not believe in their ego, believe in what they, in who they are, and the power they have to create a nice life.
Yeah, good for you. Great. Well done. It's July 11, 2017, Lise Barbeau, and her latest book is called Ego, The Greatest Obstacle to the greatest obstacle to healing the five wounds. If you care to participate, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So in talking to people about this, are you able to break through often, not so much, a little bit, just to get the idea that people get that they're not all these thoughts in their head and all these great opinions that they have, that's not who they are?
Oh, yes. It's easier and easier.
Really?
It's so wonderful because there's something going on in the air. It must be with this Aquarian age that we're in.
That's right. Yeah, something's in the air. That's right.
Whether I teach in Japan, in Russia, in Italy, France, Quebec, it doesn't matter where I teach. People are so eager. They want to have a better life. And when they hear what I teach, they say, oh, my God, it's like, I don't know the word in English, a boom. It's like something that goes, you know, healing in my heart. And they want to believe it. And they mm-hmm. I can see it in their eyes. Sometimes they've only been one day in the workshop. And right away, I see something's going on inside of them. Before, it used to take much, much longer for people to see, yes, this is, that talks to me. I agree with that. So that's the only thing they have to do, because if they doubt, if they listen to the ego that says, no, don't listen to her, it doesn't work. It works for her, but it won't work for you. You know, if they listen to their heart, I'll tell you that there are changes very, very fast. And I have to say that my biggest reward is when I hear people who heal themselves from very serious diseases where the you know, was like cancer or whatever, because they started to put love into their life. And we have thousands and thousands and thousands of letters from all over the world of people that heal themselves. They heal their relationship, and because they went out and did something. Because me, I only teach. I don't do it for them. They have to go out, to go home and decide to change something.
Yes,
because,
yeah. Yeah, you can read all this stuff you want, all right?
And yeah.
But unless we have an awareness in our state of consciousness about how this works, it doesn't. Nothing changes.
Yeah, and actions also, because they go home, they say, oh, this is so beautiful, what I heard, and I agree with that, and they read books and books. I know some people who've been going to workshops and reading books for the last 30 years, but nothing has changed in their life,
right?
Because they keep repeating the same patterns. So they have the same consequences. You have to change something in your life in order to change the consequences.
So does that mean, is the beginning part of that, at least in your experience, of letting go of these opinions that we have and being for or against things in the world? Is that a place where you start?
Oh, yes. This is very important. Just we see so many terrible things going on over the world, and instead of just being scared and complain and being angry at these people who kill other people or whatever, if we just have compassion for them, say, oh, the poor people that live like that, they must hurt so much inside of them to have become like that. Just have compassion for them. And just like me, I like to just see this. If I see something on the news, for example, I just look at that person being in their light, and I hope the best for that person. But I feel bad. I feel sad to see these horrible things going on. But we must not let it affect us. We just say, okay, I create my own life. This is another movie I'm watching. It's the movie of other people. And this is what we all have to do. So if we, each one of us, starts creating a nice life, a life with love and instead of fear and anger and hate, and it affects the people around us, and they affect other people. And this is how we'll get to a better world. We have to start by one.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned that people are waking up more quickly. And I suspect you've heard of the idea of the 100th monkey kind of a thing.
Yes.
So I think that's real, the whole, because we are all connected, right? And the more souls that wake up and become aware, wow, this is really, maybe I don't really have to worry about that anymore. I worried about that for 20 years. I think I can let that go. It helps everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I strongly believe in the collective consciousness. So this is why, there's groups of, let's say I have 50 people in one workshop, but there's 50 people now having a better consciousness, and they affect each of them, one of them affect maybe 50 people. So it goes on and on and on like that. And it doesn't, now I can feel it. I can feel the big difference. I remember it's about 10 years ago, the first time I went to Japan, if I asked a person how they felt, they had no idea what I was talking about.
Really?
Because they don't know what they're the type of people who do things. They don't feel things. They put a lid on their feelings, and they're very, very rigid people. I'm very demanding to them of themselves. And then every year since then, I can see the big difference, also in their culture, they're not allowed to say or think anything negative about other people, especially their parents. So if I'm trying to teach forgiveness, but before you can forgive yourself or liberate yourself with another person, you have to admit first that you're angry at that person, and you're hating that person. You have to see the hate before you can turn to love. But they could not. They could not. They said, oh, no. One girl talks about her husband that cheated on her with her girlfriend. And I said, well, what? Were you angry? What did you do? Oh, no, they didn't do it on purpose. And, what did you feel? Nothing. No, it's okay. I don't like it, but you see. So there's no way that these people can make peace with what happened, because they're not touching the real feeling. And now, after 10 years now, it's the results are unbelievable compared to 10 years ago. So
isn't that interesting? That's yeah, that's good. All right, Lee, stay right there, and then we'll do a little break here and talk about some of the products that we promote, and then we'll get into the idea of healing and health in the body and the soul, mind, body connection that we like to talk about. And it's a very interesting lady here. I hope you're enjoying her, listening to her. I sure am. Her name is Lise, and I'll spell it for you, Barbeau. It is B-O-U-R-B-E-A-U, and the website is listentoyourbody.com. So the way it works here, just so you know if you're new, that we broadcast everything live, free, and then we have over 2,500 podcasts out there that are, we don't charge for anything. And the way we support to make Patrick's house payment and other people that help us, their car payment, house payment stuff, and pay for everything, the internet and all this stuff, and the telephones and technical support, which we pay for, and bandwidth, you know, all this stuff, is that we promote products that we really, really like, and then we generally get a commission on these products when you buy them from the person, because we don't sell anything direct. So that's really how it works. And it's really worked out well since spring of 2008. My goodness, yeah, March 2008. And we were able to make all the ends meet somehow just by, and I think one of the biggest reason it has worked is because I've just been around the revolutions that are long enough around the sun that I understood the idea of how money works a bit, and knowing that it was just good to find things that we really like that are really good and that we know the source, so we know the people that are behind it, so we can talk about them with confidence, and then and everybody's happy, and then people get to sell the products that they like, and then you get happy, and then you buy some more, and you tell your friends, and it just kind of works. So you can look at our website and go down the right side, and you'll see the many things that we promote and we get commissions from, like the sulfur and the One World Way, which is two great products. And you know the source is our trademark. So we do know the people, the source, where this all comes from, how it got into the bottle or that, and to help you with your health. Then the colostrum, and then the rebounders. I'm just going down our front page and all the Daniel Vitalis products that are great, the pine pollen and that. So Daniel's going to be here next week too. So we'll have a lot to talk about with Daniel. I think he has a new product coming out. And then Shen Blossom is one of our latest, really cool guy, Brandon Amalani. And you'll see things like Shazandra, some Shaga Rishi, ginseng, just a whole bunch of really cool products. Got a nice email from somebody who loved this rice sprouts too, and I really like it. It's just amazing product. It's rice sprouts powder, and it's just really, really cool. It's another way to get some great nutrition in your body, and people do really well with it because it's rice and it's very light and the whole thing. So he's got some teas in here, Shazandra, all that. So I'm just going down the list, and then the colloidal silver nanoparticle from Gary Hanna. Yeah, if you're interested in that, explore that place. And then the Ken Rolla, who'll be here next Monday with the Scalar Energy Device and the Vitalizer Plus, two really nice tools that we have all over our house. And then you can structure your water. And then the sauna, and then Amazon, and the seed oils, and the pine, and the Edgar Cayce iodine and all his products. And then Living Libations, great health. Skincare. So these are people that we talk about and we have on our show. Oh, Dr. Cowens, I use these every day. He's got turmeric. He's got some all dehydrated things. So it's all there. Also, anytime you shop through Amazon, you can use our website and we get a little commission. So that's how it all works. So we hope that when you think about getting some things that are fun to eat, that'll help you with your health, with your body, and to go along with the spiritual and emotional work that you're doing that we talk a great deal about, and we think that's number one, and then support yourself with all these superfoods and fun things. It just kind of works. So we appreciate your ongoing support of our products, and whenever you think about something, go through our store or all these products I talk about, and I think you'll enjoy them.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
We're having a fun conversation with Lise Barbeau. Her latest book is called Ego, The Greatest Obstacle to Healing the Five Wounds. So Lisa, I would... I guess, say somebody is told that they have this or that from the doctor, right?
Yes.
And they believe that. And so then they walk around and their little mind or the ego is saying, you know, you have cancer or you have autoimmune and it's really bad and whatever. And if we believe that talk, that ego, who we're not, as you're talking very eloquently about, that could just make matters worse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Is that a question or?
Yeah, do you agree with that idea?
Well, actually, yes. The doctor, when he tells you the disease you have, the doctor is just doing his job.
Right. Yeah, no criticism of the doctor. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And he's because the... So far, our medicine only works at the physical body, but if the person, because I have many doctors as friends, many doctors send their patients to my school, and they say I can just maybe try to relieve some of the pain, but if you want to heal your disease, go and take this this workshop there, because many doctors believe also in something beyond the physical. And but it's if they decide that I want to live, even I know some people who have never done any workshop or read any books on that, but their will to live was so powerful that they finally healed themselves. And this is what doctors, they always say, so many things we cannot explain, you know, like some disease that are supposed to be incurable, and all of a sudden they take another x-ray and the disease is gone. So scientific people do not talk about the things they cannot explain. But I know that many doctors tell me in private, you know, everything they see with people who are really determined to live. But if a person goes beyond that and says, well, my body's talking to me. Is it possible that it's true that my physical body is only a reflection of my other bodies? It's a reflection of what's going on beyond the physical, because it's if I hurt in my physical body, it's because I hurt just as much to the same degree in my emotional and mental body. Mm-hmm. So that means that mentally, my ego is too strong and it makes me feel bad. And I continue to entertain anger, hate towards some people or towards myself. And this is what, it hurts me. And now it's gone. It gets so bad that it goes to the physical body, because by the time the disease is in the physical body, it's because it's been a long time before in your mental and emotional body before it shows up in the physical. It's, to me, it's like the physical body is telling us, help, help, you know, it's hurting now. You've got to do something. What you think, the way you live, your beliefs is not good for you. It's not helping you. So it's just like I compare it to the little red light that turns on in your car, you know, when you're driving and you forgot to change the oil and the red light goes on. If you say, oh, well, I don't like that red light, and you take it out, it's like some people go and just take out the piece that hurts. If they take it out, well, then they're going to have more serious problem in the weeks to come. So it's the same with the physical body. To me, it's only the tool. That's why my first book is called Listen to Your Body, Your Greatest Friend on Earth, because it's tool that our God self uses to attract our attention to some things we have to change in our belief system.
Yeah, very well said. So it's kind of like a wake-up call, and so we can look at it as almost a blessing.
That's right.
You know, almost a blessing.
Like this man says to me, I keep saying thank you all the time to my body for the heart attack that I had, because of that, I changed completely my way of living. So you see that he had the right attitude instead of saying, oh, I'm not lucky. Why did I have a heart attack?
Right.
6 months wasn't working. No, he keeps thanking his body for that.
Do you know what I've witnessed over the years, I think is really interesting, is that, you know, we have all these tools out here, herbs and vitamins and stuff, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, a detoxification, which are all valid, working on the physical, it's all valid. But I've noticed that when they at least take the time to do that a bit, they tend to maybe open up a little bit and feel better and get enough mojo or juice or energy to even think about how what they're thinking and what they believe could be affecting this as well. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's good that we have all this help now. We have more and more help
in
so many areas, you know. Like, I'm not the only school that teaches all things like that. There are loads of them. And also, like you said, the good products, you know, natural products, herbs and everything. This is very, very good. So if the person says, I want to help my body now, and I'm going to give it everything I can, like, I agree with helping yourself physically, but at the same time, go beyond the physical, you know, go and see what the message is for you.
Mm-hmm. To ask the body, what are you trying to tell me, or what can I do for you, or what's going on?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I know that I realize that you're trying to tell me something now. So this is why I created some methods, you know, that to know the real message behind any physical body, physical problem. I have a book on it's called Your Body Says Love Yourself, where I talk about over 500 diseases, aches and pains that you can have, and what could be the message for your physical, emotional, and mental body, and the spiritual solution. And at the end of the book, I give the special method that I've created for you when you're home, and they say, okay, what do I have to learn with that disease? And you can ask yourself all the questions to get the answer yourself.
Mm-hmm. And where do you think the answer comes from?
Well, the answer comes from your soul, from your spirit, your God self, you know, like you have all the answers inside of you, because I find that when you go beyond the mental, it knows everything. It's, you know, our God self is limitless. This is why we can find the answers. When the answers come spontaneously, we know that it's beyond the mental, because mental is only memory. If you try to think of something that you've learned, then it comes from the mental.
Yeah.
But if something comes from you, your intuition, it's way beyond the mental. It's something that you cannot touch, you cannot prove, but it's there just the same.
It's above the mental plane, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
It's a much more global view. Here's an email for you from Ivan. He wants to know, get your opinion, what is the lesson or message the body is trying to share with us if we're experiencing acidic, burning-type pain in the digestive tract, such as the one Patrick had in the past and shared with us on past shows? What are some things we can do to address this? Yeah, I've had my share of little heartburn kind of stuff, too. Are there any things that that you have seen that Ivan can look at that he might see the next step?
Well, to get to the message, first of all, you have to describe the pain or the disease or the ache, you know, like it's burning or it's and how do you feel, you know, how would you describe this disease? Because you may have chronic stomach pains, but two or three people would describe them with different words. But you take the words that are the description. I say, okay, describe to me your pain or what's going on in your body. Then how do you feel with that? Then right away now you're starting to get the message that there's something going on in your life that you could describe like that, or and you feel like that. It could be a situation that something that you're going through with somebody, or, and then you ask yourself, what does this pain stop me from doing or having or being or whatever? So, you know, when you have that pain, what was it stopping you from or preventing you from?
I see. So describing it and maybe writing it down, journaling, and then asking, what is this pain or this discomfort keeping me from doing? That'll give you some answers.
Yes, it's giving you the answer of what you really want.
What you really want.
If I say, oh, wow, it's raining today, it's stopping me from going golfing. Well, what I'm saying is I want to go out golfing. If something or somebody is preventing me from something, then I'm talking about my wish. So this is what the answer to that question would be, the wish. Now you're starting to realize, what is it how would it be like if you listen to your heart instead of your ego? And then you say, and it stops me from being what? The being to me is very important also. And so it's like, let's say it's being free, let's say, or whatever. And then you just found out the message of your body is to let you know that you are stopping with your attitude, with your belief system, you're stopping yourself from going towards a need of your soul. So now you know the need that you have. And then in order to heal, the healing comes from when you start to accept the idea that right now you have not been able to listen to that need because you're too scared of something or someone. You have to accept not being able to go towards your needs before being able to go towards it.
Oh.
I don't know if I make myself clear.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good. You know, I think
nothing changes if you don't accept what you don't like about yourself. Nothing changes if you keep saying, I've got to stop being like that.
I've got to stop doing that. So that just makes it worse.
Yes, Yes. So you accept that for now you have not been able to go towards what you need because you were listening too much to your fears or your, you know, what you've learned that it was not right to be like that or your fear of displeasing somebody or being wrong or whatever. And that you just have compassion for yourself for having been too weak to go to what you want, but then keeping in mind, but one day I'll get there. What could I do to go towards what I want to be, what I want to do, what I want to have, so we must accept always the negative attitude and the positive from the each attitude. You know.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting you say that. I'm really working on writing some things, a screenplay and a book, and I went through that for a while where I just didn't have the juice or the energy, you know, to write. Sounds like you conquered that one. You just write, you know, 58 books or something like that. Anyway, but it really helped me to one day to really get over that idea that I didn't feel like writing. I really wanted to just relax and watch a film. To be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that you say that? Because once I was okay with it, then it just made it so much easier to say, well, I'll just write. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that's it? A good example.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess people could use the same idea with anything, right?
With everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Like I want to be more kind, more unconditional love to my mate, you know, my significant other. Somehow I can't figure out how to do that right now, but it's okay. I mean, I'm doing the best I can, kind of thing.
Yeah. In other words, to love yourself is just to give yourself the right to be human with wounds, with fears, with weaknesses. And then as soon as we allow ourselves that, it means that we develop compassion, because then we will allow it to other people. We'll stop trying to change the whole world because we allow people to be human, and it's so magical, this accepting things that it already right away it switches to what you want to be. It's really funny, but you have to experiment it. People cannot understand that until they have experimented the power of acceptance.
Yeah. I've noticed that with people that I've known over the years who are trying to quit smoking or drinking or quit smoking or quit doing drugs. And until they got to the point where just what you said, that they really did love themselves and realize it was just, they're doing the best they can, and I'm going to do this, and this will be fine. I'm going to work this out. They do it. But when they hate what they're doing, it just makes it double worse.
That's right. Yeah.
Isn't that curious how that is?
You know? Yeah. It goes on in the circle all the time. Yeah.
Because you're in the mental world, right? You think?
Yeah.
You're in the mental plane, and you can't get out of there because there's nowhere to go.
Because what people don't realize is because most people have no idea how much they are governed in their life by their ego. But every little voice in your head, every time there's a good and a bad or something, or okay, not okay, it's always the ego at work. And the ego is only a memory. It's like a robot. It just keeps repeating the same thing all the time. It's one belief. Do you know what I compare the ego with? One day I was traveling in France, and I had my GPS, one day I go out of the other route because I wanted to have lunch, and I don't like to eat on the other route. I like to stop, find myself a little town, and they have so many beautiful little towns. Go in the little town and have something to eat. So as soon as I go out, then my GPS, she says, make a U-turn, keep going, go back. trying to tell me to go back. I'm not going on the right road. So me, I talked to my GPS and I give her a name and I said, okay, thank you. You can talk all you want, but you don't know, but I'm hungry, but you're doing your job. It's okay. Thank you. Do your job. But I'm not turning around. And then she, every time I get to an intersection, she says, okay, turn left. She keeps talking all the time. And then I said, you know what? One day it rang a bell in my head and I says, this is just like my ego. So every time I want to, I learned when I was young girl that, you know, you have to be careful with your money and you're not, yeah, you know, not, don't spend too much. So every time I would go out and buy something I did not really need, there was always this little voice saying, like, come on now, you know, you're spending too much and it's not the, and the day before I had told my son I had no money to buy him something he wanted, and then I go out and buy it on myself. And so I had that little voice for many, many years. It's just repeating all the time. It doesn't matter what if I say, oh, shut up. I want to spend. It's my money. I'm allowed to, you know, I want to shut up my little voice. It doesn't work. It will keep talking all the time because the belief is if you buy something you do not need, is bad. And that's it. That's it. It's a robot repeating it all the time.
Yeah.
And it seems to get bigger, this little voice, all the time.
And I think what most don't realize that I've learned over the years is that really happening, what you're saying, is the mind or ego, whichever you want to call them the same, is just acting on itself. And people have these conversations like I've had and still do when I get forget, you know, for 30 seconds. And it's not who we are. And it's just some conversation of just, you know, of going back and forth. And it's just total waste of time because it's not true.
Yeah,
none of it's true.
It's like a vicious circle. It runs around in the same place all the time.
That's right.
We can only get out of this vicious circle when we start listening to our needs and having compassion and allow ourselves and not listen to the voice that says, don't do that, you know, like smoking. Who says, when I say to that person, you know, if you die in 5 minutes now, will it make a difference when you get up in the soul world that you smoke, yes or not? Will it make a difference? And they know, you know, it makes a difference on the body, but it doesn't make on who you are in the soul world. The big difference is I hate myself for smoking. I don't accept myself. This is what is registered in your soul, that you're lacking love, but it's not because of the smoke. You know, the smoke is just a signal that you don't love yourself in many other ways, you know.
Yeah. My experience is, Lisa, the biggest, you know, one of the challenges and why this is so fascinating to all of us is that we've spent many lifetimes believing that we are the ego, right? And and then soul and mind and body and emotions are so inextricably kind of tied together, where they're one, but they're separate at the same time. And it's quite a dance to once you see that we are separate from it, and your life will change. I've had experiences years ago where I was doing some spiritual exercises that we do in my path that I'm on, Lise, and you can actually get yourself to the point where you can leave the body, a soul, and experience other realities. And the first time I noticed that, I was kind of in the mental plane somewhere, and the ego or the mind said, oh, this is really cool, man, this is great. Immediately, from in that nanosecond, did I pop back into my body. And
yeah,
you know, people say, well, that's not bad to say that, I mean, but that'll just show you how this judgment being for or against something takes us places we don't really want to go. Isn't it fascinating?
Yeah. That's
even
because you were not you came back into with your mental body and your physical body, so that's why.
Right. So you're back in your mental body, and then you're back, you know, as soon as you're back there. Here's an email for you. A listener wants to know, what are the five wounds Lise means healing from?
The five wounds are rejection, abandonment, humiliation, betrayal, and injustice. And I have written a whole book on that many years ago, almost 20 years ago, my first book. And it's and I'm happy to say that not very long ago, I reached a 1 million book sold just for that one book.
No kidding. Really? And what's it called? What's it called?
It's the five wounds. Let me see. In English, I'm trying. I must not translate it. Let's. I have it here. The wounds that stop you from heal your wounds and find your true self in English.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Heal your wounds and find your true self. So I explain in detail each of the wound. How do we see? When the wound, because I can, let's say I feel rejected. Mm-hmm. I could feel rejected, but I just observing it as well, I realize that this rip, it makes me feel bad. You just like you observe you're feeling rejected. So there's no problem. It doesn't take long that it goes away. And because you are in observation, you're accepting it. But if most people, they react as soon as they feel rejected, they have a reaction. So when they have a reaction, this is when it starts hurting. And I explain all the different ways that we react. So the reaction helps us to see what wound has been activated. Yeah. And so it's very, very interesting. I love to work with the wounds. Yeah,
that's great. Yeah. I just Googled it and came right up on Amazon. Heal Your Wounds and Find Your True Self. Finally, a book that explains why it's so hard being yourself, Lisa Barbeau, and it's on Amazon. How many books have you written?
I've written 25 books in French, but in English, we have 6 books that are out in English.
Oh, 25 in French and 6 in English.
Yes, yes. Okay. And they're translated in 21 languages.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And we teach in 28 countries, so it's very encouraging for the world, to see how many people are interested in hearing about love, actually.
Yeah, so about love. So you go around the world and you do different workshops?
Yes, workshops and conferences,
Uh-huh.
And I have a team. We're about 10 of us who travel all over. You know, I have a team in my school, and it's a school that works very well.
So how does the school work? Is it listentoyourbody.com is the main place?
Yes. Well, it's I don't have the site in front of me, but it's in French. It's Écoute ton corps. This is the biggest our biggest site. I don't know. I haven't looked at it lately in English. If there is as much as in the French, because in the French section, we explain everything that we teach.
Ah, I see. Well, and, so English, but, they would just, they could just Google your name, though, right? And they're going to find a lot of things on you, right?
Oh, yes. But you'll find a lot of things on me, but in French.
In French. Well, yes. The name is Lisebourbeau. Here's another email for you, Lise. Is what if you have heard so much negative from childhood, kind of hard to move on unless you can hear from others and see in others the change. Yes? No? Okay, that's from Nancy. She's saying that she's had a lot of negative stuff, I guess, about herself from childhood and having a hard time moving on. She said, do you just have to hear good things from others before you can move on?
No. Yeah, because others will only... talk to you or be with you the way you are with yourself. The people around us are only a reflection of what I am with myself. If I say negative things to myself, other people will say negative things to me and about me. Mm-hmm. So I have to change inside before it starts on the outside. So Nancy, her name is?
Nancy, right, yeah.
Nancy, she says what, a lot of people have the same problem as she has. And at least now she's conscious that these negative things are not making her feel good. So she has to start changing herself and learning how to love herself. And that's all she has to do. And this only works with forgiveness. Forgiveness of yourself and forgiveness with other people.
A friend of mine, says often, what people think of me is none of my business.
Yeah.
I like that. What people think of me is none of my business. So do you have, before we go, do you teach or in your books have specific exercises in the say in the genre of meditation or contemplation so souls can begin to actually see that they're not this mind or the ego, that there's something else?
No, my specialty is to give all kinds of ways for people to do things when they get back home in their relationship or because I believe firmly that you need to change things in your life, I give all different ways that they can change something. Like, let's say if they're angry at their husband, well, before you start having this big fight, here's something that you could use. And then I give them a method. It's always with questions, my methods. So that she can sit down and take her paper that she received at the workshop, and she starts asking herself the questions, and then she sees why she attracted this behavior from her husband. And these are the different actions to do in the future after the workshop. So every workshop has tools that people leave with tools, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's good, because so often over the years, people have done workshops and they get people get kind of high and then they leave then it goes away, right? 2 days later.
I know what you mean. I started taking my first workshops over 50 years ago. I've been doing workshops.
Wow.
I used to go to California, to Washington, to New York, because we didn't have that here in Quebec, these kinds of workshops. And I tried everything because everything interests me. And so I know I've done it myself. I thought that I knew everything. I start to build a big ego that I was better than others because, you know, I was reading those books and I was doing workshops. And then I tried to change my first husband. I was not able to change him, so I left him, and it's in between the two husbands that everything really got to me, and I realized, you know, I realize all the things that I'm teaching now, and so I know how it's so easy to think that just by reading something, you know, you will know about it, but you don't really know.
Yeah.
So I have to. Unfortunately, I see the time going by, and I have another appointment. I was supposed to be at 12 o'clock. So, because I had noted in my date, in my agenda, that I was going to be with you from 10 to 11 o'clock. So this is why I had another appointment. So is it, can we finish soon?
We can finish right now, because you have to go, girl, and you have to go do your thing. It's really been an honor to have you here. And I just, I really appreciate the work that you do. Lise Bourbeau has over, I think, 4.5 million books out there circulating around. And you know what they say, if you want to get something done, ask a busy person, you know, that's all right, my dear. Thanks for your work. I appreciate
it. Very nice talking with you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
I could have just kept on talking to her, but she's got to go. It's great, man. A lot of cool people out there just doing stuff. This might be a great book to get, I think, for you guys. Well, okay, I guess it's time for lunch. Oh, I'm getting hungry. We'll see you tomorrow with Andrew Goss and the Real World of Money. I'm going to find somebody else to be on the show Thursday with our EMF person. That better happen today, right, Patrick? Otherwise, we're in trouble. Oh, no, it'll happen. You know, that person's right there. I love you all very much. Thanks for your ongoing support. We appreciate it. All your support of our products. Keep us in mind when you want to buy something cool for your body. That keeps the wheels turning here financially. Those old, dirty Federal Reserve notes, fiat currency, that's what we use, and we take those our sponsors take those. All right, kids, see you tomorrow with Andrew Goss. Take care.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.